Hey, what's going on, my last week of fuckers? Last weaklings. We are back. That's right, your second favorite host. And I like to think Vincent's favorite host of last week on Keith and the Girl. It's Rod. And I am here with your faves, Keith and Hemda. What's going on, y'all?
Everything. Hello.
It's all going too fast. We're all vaccinated with no mask. We're fucking making now. We're having orgies. We're yelling at people for giving us middle fingers. It's a crazy world out here now.
What do you think before we get to the middle finger? Is it overwhelming? Like all of a sudden we're allowed to go out to you?
I'm not really overwhelmed, but I'm not taking my mask off. So
right.
I don't know. what is in between denial and overwhelmed? I'm in between. Yeah. I'm right in that tiny pocket of like, I don't trust these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I guess there's no difference to me. Like I'm going to see my mom in a month. I'm going to go on vacation with Kyle in about a week or two. So I'm not doing anything I wouldn't have thought I would have done before the CDC news anyway. I walk the street. I'm away from people. I'm comfortable without my mask. If you go to any store in New York, it's understood you have your mask on. So I keep doing right. that, of course. Nothing's really different.
The way I see it is I'm watching everyone because they're my guinea pigs.
Right.
So like I'm encouraging people to do things because the science says it's safe. So it's like, cool, Keith's getting on a plane. Let's see what's up in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? If Keith comes back, hey, everything's fine. I'm like, all right, the scientists, it looks like they got something going here.
Smart.
And if you come back in 2 weeks and you're like, guys, I can't taste or fucking smell. I'm like, all right, so back in the house. Cool. I'm glad I didn't take off my mask.
And the scientists figure it out pretty fast. Like we know, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas was an uptick. We're going to know July 4th. How that, you know, the results will come back fast. That's smart.
Yeah. So I'm just a little more cautious, but I'm glad though. I love the new guidance. I love that it's giving people some encouragement to get it. Cause these motherfuckers are stupid, man. Like we have a stupid country compared to other countries. And then on top of having a stupid ass country, we have a country with a history of just like, that would make someone reasonably paranoid.
Right.
So
yeah. And it was
the worst of both worlds.
Did you feel like I did where it seemed like it was said to the dummies, like you got vaccinated and then Biden dramatically takes off his mask. No mask. Right. Little baby. As opposed to, hey guys, we did it. So if you got vaccinated, no mask. That's like free French fries and no mask. Yay, yeah, right, idiot?
It's really more of a taunt than a celebration. Right. It's like, we don't have to wear a mask anymore. We did the right thing. You got to stay in the house. And it's like, well, those people ain't been staying in the house or wearing masks. So we'll see what happens with them. But hopefully we get some people on board because that's really what we're looking for right now. It's like Keith alluded to, there's a certain amount of people you need to have get it all at the same time.
Right.
And there's some people that are on the fence that might be motivated by, oh, I can kind of go back to normal. Well, shit. Yeah, I'll go ahead and take the shot now. I thought before you were saying I had to stay in the house anyway.
Right.
That's
what I hope. I'm with you.
Rhetorical question of the day.
Yes.
Who asked you anyway? Mm-hmm. And I have a new game, a new segment on the show.
Oh.
You will be the contestants.
Okay.
And you have to agree on an answer.
Oh.
In order to win the game.
Oh, this is a bad game.
This game is called
It's Dirty.
What Can You Say?
Okay.
Okay. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay.
The question is the same for every category, but it's what can you say? A, the N-word.
Oh, you know what? Thank God. I was about to say.
There's more.
Let's pick number one for all of them, and then we can agree, and then, oh, shit.
There's more. Yeah. Okay. Thank God you didn't jump the gun.
I know that's right.
B, Hitler made some good points about the Jews.
You know what's sick is that I'm writing down these things so I don't forget. Yeah. And this is going to be horrible.
It might be tough. It might be kind of tough. C, Black Lives Matter. or D, sure, she was sexually assaulted, but what did she have on? If you need me to go through the questions again,
I think I can. Got it.
You think you got it? Okay. All right. So what can you say? So I'll let you work it out amongst you two.
Just as a point of reference, he said all of it, so technically you can say all of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to pick C just because it's the first letter of my name. Keith, you wrote it down, so maybe you have better insight.
Well, he didn't say the N-word. He said N-word. So we know that's not it. That one's easy. That one, you know, he didn't say the H guy had good points. Right?
Yeah,
he
like if there was... If there was a bleep, then we'd know that's the one that you don't say. Right. So, okay.
But to bring up Hitler during this conflict is interesting. BLM, that's something for sure. And then the shore, the women thing, there were a lot of words in that. So that has to be a trick. But then C.
Do we get any points for writing our name?
No, not on this test.
Oh, good, because I don't want to put my name on it. But I'm going to stick with Henda, even though C starts with a bad word for women bitches. I still think that's correct. We're going to go with C.
All right, C is correct.
Yes!
Outstanding job. So
Thank you. You
can still say things. A lot of people think you can't say things, but from my understanding, there's things that can be said. So I appreciate y'all playing the game. Let's get right into the breakdown, okay? Nothing broke in my apartment this week, so we don't have
all right. All right.
You know, I'm taking it as a positive sign.
There was a little run, just a little baby run.
Let's talk about episode.
Now, let's talk about your lady friend. Given reviews on sex toys. How exciting is this?
It is pretty exciting. I mean, listen, the key to happiness, I think, is giving each other space and allowing people in when you're in a pandemic and you're on top of each other to just have orgasms whenever they need them. You know, I'm pro orgasm.
Have you ever tried out one of these toys that she had to review?
Some of it, like the lube, you know, the stuff you can do together, you know, although technically you can do a lot of it together, but you know, the stuff that we do together, you know, it's like put down an extra star for me. You know, let's make that five.
I promise. And,
I helped.
All right. Good. You know?
So, I think it's cool. Sometimes she'll ask like, should I get this one? And I'm just like, I feel like you should decide. I'm not, it's like, if it's like a dildo tied to a machine, I'm never going to use it. Like, it's not for me. Like you should, how adventurous are you is the question, you know?
Your job as a partner is to like be by the cord in the wall.
Exactly. Just I'm just supportive, you know, text me if you need me to rush in and like hit the circuit breaker,
right?
You know, but other than that, like have at it. That. You know, but yeah, so episode 3,405.
Yes.
To the moon.
Doge to the moon.
PMS apparently is a secret to winning poker,
right?
Which makes me wonder, Keith, how are you so good? Anything you want to tell us?
It's an
attitude problem, right?
This is relating to her winning, right? It's deep down, we're angry. Women can only be angry once a month. Men are angry all the time, and you catch us.
So who's going to map out him this period so they don't play that week?
Right, you know? Right.
It's like, oh, no, it's going to be tough.
Xerxes doesn't want to play.
Lots of bluffing this week. I got to fucking figure something out.
Well, Henda won because nature, and then... I won the week after because she won. And I feel like I think that's why. Like if I was talking to a therapist about it, I'd be like, I think that's why. Like she not to be better than her, but to like, all right, so I just gotta like really focus. And I really focused and then I won.
Maybe y'all synced up.
And she got second place, so she was doing pretty good. She was bleeding less, you know. I mean, it's a week later, for God's sake, you have to assume, right?
Dr. Fauci had to address Joe Rogan, and that feels like a microcosm of where we are as a country. That it's like, here's the preeminent expert on science and pandemics.
Right.
People in other countries call him the expert. Like we here are like fucking nerd, but like other countries like fly him in to be like, what do you think about our pandemic? What are we supposed to do? What are the protocols? And then we go like, yeah, but this podcaster, comedian, that's where I get my information, bro. I mean, you can get that nerd information if you want. I wonder if Dr. Fauci like rolls his eyes when it's just like, that morning when they're like, is what's on the agenda? Oh, you're talking to CNN. And then there's a summit with all the countries and we're going to have all the foremost experts. And then we need you to address this thing Joe Rogan said on his podcast, kind of like haphazardly, kind of like it wasn't even really like it took 3 minutes.
Was like, oh, Joe Rogan, 20 years ago, I was 70 years old. And it's a guy that you ate bull dick. Yeah. What'd he say? I didn't know he was a scientist. Oh, that's why he could put people in a box of ants. He was a scientist. No. Now he's like, now he's in. He did the bull dick thing, and now he's an MMA announcer.
He's like, Was he talking at the at the National Conference for Pandemics? No, it's just on his podcast.
When he talks, like, how long does he talk for? 17 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a long time.
Who is he talking to? Just this other MMA guy. They were just shooting the shit. But anyway, now everyone who's 25 doesn't want to get the vaccine. So we just need you to come out today and like maybe address this shit. Oh, man.
Now, you've heard more of Rogan's show than I did, Henda. But I do love his stand-up. Put me down for... do I like Joe Rogan? Yes. Definitely yes more than no. Goddamn, that was fucking stupid. That was so fucking stupid. And it went on for long enough where it's like, if you're 18, you're young. If I'm 18, no, I'm not taking the fucking virus. I'm early 20s. I'm 27. No, I'm not taking the virus. I'm healthy. I don't know what's in it. I don't trust it. That went so long that you were never second guessing what you were saying. And then the follow-up is, I'm a moron. I just say shit. And I hate that. I hate when comedians say that because you didn't mean that when you said it. You wanted to be taken seriously or interesting when you said it. Just to play dumb at the end, that's my pet peeve in life, right? Something that, like, it doesn't really keep you up, but it's like, God damn it. Saying comedians are stupid.
And it wasn't a joke at the time.
It wasn't a joke.
Like, I don't mind when they say that when there's, like, you know, like, you used to make doctors are stupid or whatever fucking. It's like, all right. But, like, if someone had a heart attack, you wouldn't be like, yeah, man, just fuck it. You know what I mean? Right. I said doctors are stupid. Did you not hear the show?
Doctors are stupid. I've met policemen. They seem dumb. Detectives have a little more intelligence. But I'm not telling you what to do specifically. Do not take the vaccine. Do not call 911 no matter what. Yeah. Kenda, please. When you listen to Joe Rogan, and you used to, like, you would know names of guests I didn't know.
Well... I like his style of interviewing. I haven't heard it for a while. I like his style of interviewing in that he gets curious. The problem is...
I can be curious forever. Get a fucking answer once in a while. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Who's curious about his guests. His guests are good. They have good stories. And you want to listen with an open mind. But the problem is when somebody sounds like that, they sound like all they're saying is the truth. So now I'm getting my health advice from him. I'm getting my politics from him. That's dangerous. He's not saying truths. He's saying curiosities. And he's not supposed to be your God, and neither is anybody else. Right. So when we, you know, if he's smart about some stuff, which he is, it doesn't mean he's smart about other things. It doesn't mean that he is the authority because he is very, very good at speaking. So when you listen to, and he's the only host, don't forget. So when you listen to me and Keith, like, we'll disagree, we'll agree, but, like, there's somebody arguing that, you know, so maybe it's like harder to take, you know, Keith seriously when he says all doctors are dumb because we're still playing. But I don't know, stop taking people like Joe Rogan as the authority across the board. And I don't want to take him down, you know, like, oh, he's just a piece of shit, he just says nonsense, because he says nonsense sometimes. Just like, I don't want you calling him a god because he says some fun stuff sometimes. Figure out a middle ground for these guys. You know, he has like 0% body fat. Get workout information.
Yeah, and it's funny too because, like, on the one hand, he's like,
by the way, I'm sorry, get workout information. You think anything illicit is going on with these workouts?
Are you talking about steroids?
That guy went from a person to a fucking rock.
I mean, I saw that he won the Preakness this Saturday, and I was like, what the fuck, bro? I was like,
he won the latest horse race on steroids.
Like, Rogan came in first. He beat fucking whatever, Secretariat.
Well, he does have his own line of vitamins.
Of course, he better. Of course he does.
You know, vitamins can bleed. Again, like I say, and I wanted to put a caveat on it, but I didn't because, you know, we're just like shooting the shit. But when I say take advice, like if you want exercise advice, take it from him. Unless, honestly, that's not what you're going for. And right. I don't think you necessarily should. That's not, and this is a problem when you listen to Joe Rogan, everyone agrees that's the ideal body or more muscle. Like they say things like, you know, your woman would be more like, obviously she's looking at that guy because he's more buff. And I would come in like a unicorn going, not really. That's not what turns me on. But I understand that for you, more muscles equals great. So I'm not getting exercise advice from you because I don't want that. But that sounds crazy to you. So great. Let's unsubscribe from each other.
Right. And with all this said, I really am a fan of Joe Rogan's. What I didn't like is that he said that stupidity at main news and he waited so long to say, hey, what the fuck do I know? And I get why. I'm going to guess. I'm making all this up. I'm going to guess it's like, let the news keep talking about me. And to me, I'm like, good for you that you got to this level. But it's pretty important you tell people to take the fucking vaccine now.
Yeah, and it's just weird that we live in a world where he has to, where what he said made people go, I won't get it. And Dr. Fauci has to address it.
It's funny though.
Like it's so ridiculous. It's like a cartoon of life. Like we're just like living in a cartoon where it's like, hey, most important scientist in the world, what do you think about this podcast? It's like, I like on some level it's comical to me more than like I get that it's supposedly dangerous and stuff too. I'm not trying to knock that, but I was laughing more at it because I was like, Dr. Fauci must just look at his itinerary like, what is this Joe Rogan shit?
Right.
Who wrote this down? I shouldn't even have to do this. That's ridiculous. He's a podcaster. I'm a scientist. No, you gotta say it. Yeah. You gotta say.
It was funny to me that a trending thing was Bill Burr. And this trended like a second time because this was an old interview. They're both smoking cigars, and I think Bill Burr is like half a vegan. I don't know if he is or not. And Joe's like, you gonna take the vaccine, huh? Are you wearing a mask, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm wearing a mask. Yeah, are you? Why, pussy? Basically, pussy. Yeah. And he's like, don't give me this shit. Acting like we're scientists. The scientist told us this. We listened to the fucking scientist. A 1 minute clip starts like Bill Burr gave it to him.
Yeah.
What the fuck? He didn't do nothing. Like, okay, that's a okay, good.
Right.
But what?
I love Bill Burr and I love the reason that went viral again is because Bill Burr has the proper attitude, which is just like, stupid. Dude, we're comedians. Yeah. What are we, like, why? Let's talk about some other shit. Like, let's do some funny shit or some topical shit. But like, no, we don't know more than scientists. That's not our job. Not even in our lane.
But it's funny to me that started trending. And all Bill Burr said was, what?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that leads to, he smacked them down.
Right. And that leads to Hendis' point about how it's really just, it's just one guy.
Right.
And Bill knows Joe has been in the scene enough where he can just be like, what? Whereas nobody else is going to challenge him.
That's how Bill Burr talks. I don't think he was yelling at him. He's like,
not yelling.
By the way,
he's like, come on.
Exactly. But that's how he talks. Like, what are we going to? You're not listening to science? It's fucking science. Get your head out of your ass. Anyway, my wife is fucking killing me.
Yeah.
It's just the way he talks. And speaking of, F is for Family, if you haven't watched it.
Oh, I love it.
He needs to get so much more credit for this. Like, and it answers the question, what can we say? He says everything. Last fucking thing in this. And it's all cool because he's saying it from a perspective of like these people who used to talk like that and probably still do. And that's his neighborhood. It's his upbringing. It's the shit that person would say. And it's just,
That's what I like about his stand-up is his stand-up as a older white man, his stand up is like, yeah, I think some fucked up things. Here's how they're fucked up, but here's also what I thought, and here's how it's funny. And I think that shit can work because it's like, yeah, I was raised to think shit that's fucked up. But I also understand the irony of this situation happening right now. And I love his stand-up because of that.
This is how it's working against me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you got to remember he's married to a black woman just because you got to remember he's black and married to a black. Every once in a while, Xerxes and I are like, his wife's black. And like, we both know.
Right.
Like, and how do you say this without sounding weird? It shows that his wife is not just black, not just, you know, but it shows that he's listening to her, but he's also listening to her from a Boston ear, but also that ear has declogged a bit, you know.
Yeah, his closing joke about his wife, where the punchline is set up basically is I was wrong. You know what I mean? Because he starts off with all this confidence of like, yeah, and this is bullshit, and that's bullshit, and this, and I'm talking to my wife, and then she comes in, and she says, and it's just like deconstructing how he's wrong on every level, and gets to the point, and he's like, yeah, and I'm just fucked up. Like, and it's like, and you know what, Bill, I'll give you that. Appreciate the work, man. Right. And that's what you can say. You know? Right.
Yes.
Man, speaking of what you can say.
Picture if we hated somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And again, and I want to say, I don't agree with everything Bill Burr says, but when he hits a mark, fuck, it's great.
Yeah, that's the thing. When did it become that if you liked somebody, the assumption was you must agree with everything they say? Because I operate on the baseline of no one agrees with everything anyone says, but it feels like we all have to have that disclaimer, right? It doesn't matter. It could be the president. Mm-hmm. And like, no one agrees with the president on everything. And we all have to listen. I don't agree with Joe Biden all the time, but yes, trans people are people. And
yeah,
you know, it's like, why the fuck did I need to say that part? Like,
because as soon as you say that you like someone, now everything they say, it's as if it's coming out of your mouth. And it's like, he's okay.
Right.
I'm over here and he's over there doing things like, he's fine.
Right. But yeah, speaking of watching what you say, man, your boy Elon Musk went on SNL and fucked up Dogecoin a bit.
It started going down as soon as before, if not as soon as the monologue started.
Yeah.
So I think people are going on. I've happened to hear a different version of this quote. Very recently. But when it comes to stocks, you buy on the rumor, you sell on the news. So what I think that means is you hear something's going on, good or bad, buy. Here's news, whether the company's going to do good or bad. This is a fact. Well, get the fuck out. And SNL, in essence, was the news. There's a fact that's going to happen. This guy's going to talk. Get out. That could be what happened.
But at
the same time, who the fuck knows? Because it's slowly coming back.
I grew
back.
Up thinking that the stock market was like this vaulted thing, like this big thing, like this unknowable but also immutable entity that somehow related to the economy, but not really. But people got rich doing it, and it's just like super white man shit. And now it's just like all my friends on Robinhood just being like, fuck it, man. Dogecoin is going up. It's going down. SNL monologue to sell. No, buy. He's like, this is insane. Is this what our parents were doing?
Before this, my only understanding of the market was the movie Trading Places.
Yes.
So, yeah, this is a lot, and I still don't really know what I'm talking about, but I feel like if you don't know what you're talking about, don't make giant moves.
Don't touch nothing. Yeah. My brother keeps doing that. He's like, I sold my Doge or whatever for Ethereum, who knows, because it kept going down, but I held it for so long. It's like, Ken, we were talking. You held it for 3 days at the most. For so long! And then, of course, he's complaining because it went right back up as soon as he sold. And I said, tell me when you sell. then I'll buy and I'll give you half.
Oh man, it's so funny to see how this is all working out. Cause like when I was coming up, they would be like, get a job that invest in a 401k and it just put some money away and it'll go up because that's what the stock market always does. And now it's just like fucking like winner, winner, chicken dinner. Come on, daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Come right, on, right, Dogecoin.
Right. The fuck snake eyes. God damn it.
God damn it, Elon.
And then you blame it, like, instead of blame it on themselves, they blame it on Elon. Like, oh, Elon had to be funny for a second on his big worldwide show. And he blew it for me. Then it's not that important.
Also, like, would it even have mattered? Like, let's say he kills SNL. Like, he's Eddie Murphy funny.
Right.
Does Dogecoin then go up? Like,
love him. Right.
Like, this motherfucker's hilarious. Put me down for 1,000 more of these coins. Also, the other part is weird. It's like, he's a big CEO billionaire. But, like, could you imagine if, like, J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO was, like, hosting Saturday Night Live?
Right.
Like, that motherfucker would get fired on Monday.
Right.
That's what's happening is Elon Musk is hosting SNL and fucking Fauci has to fix science based on a comic. Like, everyone stay in your lane. Like, right. I get it. We're all entrepreneurs now, but what the fuck? It's probably because it's like, oh, look, all these comedians think they could just be scientists by knowing half a thing that they read just the article headline. So, all right, so I'm going to be a comic. Oh, it's just telling jokes, isn't it, fuck faces? Here we go.
Oh, man. I do understand the comedians that didn't want to be a sketches or whatever, but they kind of made it seem like it was about his billionaire stuff or whatever his morals are. Mm-hmm. But you would think they'd just be insulted. Like, this motherfucker's not even a comedian. He doesn't do anything remotely funny.
But either are the actors and actresses, especially the sports people. Who gives a fuck?
What, the shit? People who host?
They just have celebrities. And I liked it. I liked the idea. Never mind, losing money. Yeah. But other than that, I like the idea. Here's this guy you've heard about. He's going to take us to Mars. Here's what he looks like for an hour and a half. And by that, I mean 30 minutes. It's a trick. I love it.
Yeah, it's just like if you felt that, like I would understand if they felt that way about every non-comedian, non-actor person. Because like, what the fuck did you do? You know how hard it is to get on SNL, work my ass off?
You know how hard it is to be the richest person in the world? I want to see Jeff Bezos next week. And you're like, where does it end? At number three, it ends. Bill Gates, and then we stop. Where does it end? The top fucking money makers that make the news constantly. I'm good with that.
I don't like it because I'm not
entertained.
But
you want the girl from Queen's Gambit. For what? No offense to her. She's great. For what? It's all a joke. Who cares? Who
gives I feel
a
like shit? Actors might could be funny though.
Yeah.
Like they could be a comedic. They can act funny. Yeah. This guy has no acting thing. He's just like a guy. A guy who's rich. It's like, why not have a guy who's a murderer on there? Like, oh, we know him from The Murders. Let's just fucking have him host the show.
You're shitting. Yeah. Yes. And I get why this would never happen, so don't get me wrong, but just between you and me, yes, Jeffrey Dahmer, have him on right now. Absolutely.
Okay,
there's a thin line, but whatever. It's never going to happen. I think he's dead.
Keith Range for murderers and criminals is
either
Keith Justice death penalty or host SNL.
Right. You don't get out like you're on SNL and then you're at a party. No. This is, just we're laughing. Yes, this is fucking, what was that movie? It's kind of like Rollerball. What was that movie with Schwarzenegger?
That's a privilege to be on.
Oh, what a privilege. I'm fucking enjoying it. You win. You win.
Three people died on the set that week. No one knows.
No, of course. Everybody's going to hate it. I'm telling you, I would love to see it. Of course, this couldn't really happen. And don't get lost in this idea. Just understand where I'm coming from. Absolutely.
I would like to
shoot bullets at your feet, Jeffrey Dahmer, and you have to dance to stay alive. So
that's a different show.
Yeah, that's Sunday night.
That's the. I think you just invented the Running Man.
And everybody shits on SNL. Now all of a sudden it's something that keeps getting ruined by people. You never gave a fuck. You steal it. Who cares?
I feel like the people who work hard to be on SNL probably give a fuck.
I'd be good.
I gotta have They're you good. As a fucking guest.
I've Great. Seen more. You kept shitting on everybody on it. Guests. No, not you. I was responding to Rod. You guys keep shitting on these fucking guests anyway. Who gives a fuck? Now all of a sudden we respect them because of Elon Musk. I'm sorry, Hamda.
What I'm saying is maybe a compromise is they don't host because host. You're holding the big piece. It's too big for you. It's too big a part. That can't be your first fucking acting job. It's SNL.
How else do you do it?
You're in a sketch.
That could be
one
sketch.
Oh my God, Elon's in a sketch, and they recorded it beforehand, so we don't have to deal with.
That's all they got in them anyway. Everyone always talks about the one sketch that's good anyway, because they can't do it.
Yeah, put him in a sketch. Oh my God, Elon was on SNL. Done. You have that, and you have a host who can carry a hosting position.
Who it misses that we don't have any serial killers nowadays? Anybody?
There's got to be a few. Huh? There's got to be some. Maybe when we catch them. When we catch them, we'll see what they can do.
All right.
You catch them, and then when you do, you know that thing they do where you do the lineup? It's like, did this dude, was he the killer or whatever? Right. But we're like, number five, step forward. Give us 5 minutes of monologue.
We frame them for their funny.
What else? Oh man,
it's tough day. Out here.
Tough room. The phone call with Keith's mom was sad, and that's. Yeah. I feel like this is now Keith's bummer news, but it's like Keith's bummer real life news now. And it makes me feel like when you do eventually watch BoJack, you're gonna cry.
Interesting.
Yeah, because there's some sad stuff in there.
I ain't scared of horses making me cry. I'm in.
Vincent.
Yes.
My man.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a real handful.
I'm not wrong, folks. Too much.
Hamda, do you ever feel like weird that you understand these people? Because like when some of these people write in, I know I'm immediately like, what the fuck was that? But Hamda like takes a second and she's like, no, I think what he's saying is, and she's right, but it's just, I would have never even taken the time.
She's one step beyond active listening. She's like, she's like, what do you call it? Like you grab inside the brain, like pull it out and then eat it.
Is there a word for that?
No, I don't think so, because beyond
active. That's new.
Maybe that's what Hamda means.
That's what it is. You got Hamda'd if you write in. Because, like, it's not even just that it's nonsensical and it's violence and hypocrisy. But even just as words, there were just words that didn't go in the right places, wrong. Like things should have been plural that weren't, wrong verb, subject agreement. Yeah. Like, and she's like, no, what he's saying is he was drinking. And he hit his girlfriend, but she didn't hit him back. And he's like, how do you know that?
I understand what my 13-year-old is saying more than I understood what Vincent was saying. No cap. She understood everything. It's very bussing.
I hear you. It was lit.
Yeah.
But you guys make the best friends for this show. And I like that y'all lean into it and it becomes its own segment. I don't know how long Vincent will last, but I mean... He is providing good fodder on almost a daily basis.
I can't help but look forward to the next letter. And I'm usually not into it, but usually like Keith is just yelling at that person all over the place. We're learning some stuff.
Yes.
Well, we were going to talk about this. Let's talk about it right now. I say we have Vincent call in. We do it like the first 5-10 minutes tops. And we hear what he sounds like and him explain himself.
Because he can't sound like he types, right?
Right. I bet he does, though.
Like,
why are you opposed? Or why is it even a thought? Why not?
No, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we'll have Elon Musk as a guest, which I won't be into.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the Elon Musk thing, right? Yeah. Where... Well, guests are like, well, I tried to be on your show, but this fucking Vincent made it because he steals tight head and shoulders.
Well, I'll tell you what, if any comedian writes in and goes, hey, I used to steal Tide and I was on meth 5 minutes ago and learned about you in jail, I'd be like, you're on the fucking show.
Right.
There have been comedians who saw that. And by the way, if you are a comedian listening, that's the way to sell us. Not, hey, can I be on your show? I've done Letterman. I don't give a fuck. Right. I don't care. Then I guess Letterman got you and we get to enjoy that humor. But how about like, remember that couple that came in? I didn't know them. They sent a cold email going like, this dude goes, I cheated on my wife. Mm. I gave her a disease. She's now pregnant. I'm not sure it's mine. You're on the show.
Right. And everybody loved them. Yeah.
I just feel like if you're a comedian, the lesson you just learned, start doing meth. Okay. See where it takes you.
If it's going top.
No, finish doing meth. Finish doing it.
You say to Mod, are you ever finished doing meth? No, really.
He was honest about that. He said he's only clean for 3 months.
3 months.
So is he done? That's a tough
right.
one.
You know, that horse was on steroids. That's crazy. Yeah. The horse is on steroids.
They always are. I remember it like they always are. And I only know this because of the Kentucky Derby. But I feel like there's always drugs involved with the Kentucky Derby. So I have to assume everything.
Why do they bother taking the test? They're not going to change any of the results. Right. Why? You're just making yourselves look bad.
Yeah.
Admit that you don't care and stop making people take tests.
Right.
Nobody came in second differently, you know?
Right.
Because of the goddamn cancel culture is why.
Like they're going to have like a 100-yard run between first and second place 3 months later. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Don't say nothing.
It's over. You wore the hats. You saw the shit come out of their asses. You bet a little bit. Everyone goes home.
What was that
word? None of us care.
Remember
like,
that?
It's not like we keep up with it any. There's like 3 times a year we pretend to give a fuck about this shit. We never check in like on a random like, oh, it's July. Let me just see what old fucking Buttercup is up to. None of us give a fuck.
Right. Do you remember that diet exercise thing we were on? Body for Life. Mm-hmm. And he had a contest and it was like, you know, go by this to prove your, you know, with the newspaper, your start and end date in 3 months, how much you lost, how good you look, blah, blah, blah. We're going to give 5 or so people $1 million each. Then he came out with a DVD where he met each person, like published his clearing house. They drug tested him. They showed this in the movie. They were all on drugs. They went from whether it was overweight or way too skinny to the muscle person that we're all thinking about right now. They all and even once he goes, "What do you think if?" And I know the fucking owner probably did it too. But he goes, "What do you think if somebody got caught doing steroids?" He's like, then they're out of the contest. Well, you got caught doing steroids. And he goes, "Yeah, well that's bullshit. So I guess never mind." And then he just moves on because what else is he going to do? It's like, why did you put that in your own movie?
And the thing is
and no don't, shit.
Don't, again, everyone who's not a scientist, stop it. Right. But don't you know, like, your diet and exercise thing will work. That's like, you know, there's Zit cream for kids. They're not washing their faces. Now you're telling them this will, it's just washing their faces.
Right.
So there's just, I mean, I understand that some people have like, other stuff, but if you tell me to portion control and then every day except for one day work out, I'm gonna be in better condition. Right now, I could tell you whatever you're doing, add 10 minutes of exercise to whatever you're doing. That's a great program. I win. Stop testing for steroids. That's a separate thing.
And then lastly for this episode, Seth Rogen no longer working with James Franco.
That's great.
Low key, I was really proud of Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Because that was his homie.
Yeah.
And
his homie. It was, no offense to Seth, he's great.
Yeah.
That was his handsome Hollywood homie.
Yeah.
That's Tom Cruise homie. That's Open Source homie.
That's actually giving up something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like most people, you know, they do like the fake give up something where it's like, I was getting fired anyway. You know what? I'm going to resign.
Yeah.
You know?
That's and in the opposite thing, like the comedians who used to come into our studio and Louis C.K. was in the news and we're like, we're going to talk about Louis C.K. And they're like, I'm not participating in this. And it's like, you're not even losing a job. You never got a job from this person. So I don't even know what you're scared about. He might hear about you and go, that's the guy I'm never, ever going to hire again.
Right.
But and at the same time, and Hinda brought up this point at the time, why are these women afraid to come out? It's like D-level comic. You're afraid to come out.
Right.
And who are you?
And then the other thing is he could have just been like,
I love how we just called our guest D-level.
It was this one guy. It was this one guy.
It was this one D-level guy. He never comes on the show. It was Danny.
Elon.
Right.
It was Elon Musk. Fuck him. He's not that funny. Yeah. He shouldn't be hosting SNL. Why don't comedians get mad like that? How'd you get that?
Right.
Well, I'm a billionaire. You booked SNL with one try? Anyway.
Yeah, with one try. I gave Lorne Michaels $2 million with one try.
Yeah. You have to, like, that has to be
There's
what happened.
There's a payout. There's a payout.
He went on a yacht. He got a briefcase full of money.
And he wore boat shoes, even though Chet Hayes said not to.
It was a big after party for the crew. Everybody wins.
Yeah. What's interesting is that Seth Rogen is at that level where he could have been the vehicle to get James Franco back. Like, that's how much goodwill and how low the bar is, where if James Franco would have just kept being in Seth Rogen movies, we'd be like, well, I guess everyone didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that happens every day. We're all, like, every day there's someone in the news where, like, so I guess that thing where it was the number one thing in the Matt Lauer's back at parties just keeps brought up later in the week. Like, I guess that's the normal thing. So why did we expect anything different? So I was actually kind of shocked that Seth Rogen did it, and I hope he continues to stand up. That dude behind the scenes is really matured from stoner dude bro to like kind of a smart guy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because stoners are not what you think.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I never associated them with criminals and
I didn't either.
People.
I didn't either. So.
They're writing the movies we're watching.
Unlike Heath, who obviously did. You could tell from how eager he was. Speaking of eager beavers, what was the poll, buddy?
The poll was, my friend, do you watch the Kentucky Derby? 14% of our audience does.
Now, okay. I'm going to ask them what you ask people when they watch movies and they like them.
Right.
Well, this is the beauty of the Kentucky Derby.
Were you cooking? Were you... did somebody just tell you the result? Were you walking past your spouse watching it? Were you visiting your southern grandma and you know that's her time to watch TV?
If I remember that day, I will set aside that time, that literal 2 minute race time.
Mm-hmm. Should our poll have been, are you white? What is this?
I like the hats.
How
turns
white
out there's
are
a horse
you?
Race.
It's just say, how white are you?
That's, yes. I watch Derby.
Yeah. Are you Kentucky Derby white or are you just like kind of regular white?
Are you mayonnaise white? How many salads can you make with mayonnaise?
I think last year I check into my our little boy group, me, Adam, and Craig, and I'm like, are you both around? They are. I'm like, all right, Kentucky Derby. And then we start picking horses virtually. We're done in 2 minutes. That's a lot of fun. If it was a coin toss and then they showed the history of the coin, Ben Franklin, and it's not too deep because you're watching sports, and then they flip a coin and it takes 10 seconds to flip in the air, you'd be like, oh, shit, I bounced off the wall. That'd be cool. And then you're done.
You know, Keith proves over and over again, you make your own fun.
Yeah,
you
and then do make your own fun.
Turns out it's a weighted coin. And I'm like, okay, I don't know, I'll forget.
If you describe the Kentucky Derby to me, without telling me that this is a thing that was going to dominate the sports world for 1 week of the year, I would be like, you're lying. Everyone's going to watch horses run around the track for 2 minutes, and we're going to dedicate 60% of the media coverage that day to it. No,
yeah, even happen. People who are like at the betting track aren't really watching the whole time.
Right. Yeah. Also, it's weird because like without the betting, it obviously no one would watch it, right? Like it's really about the betting more than the horses.
I was gonna say, Keith, if you have a heads up on this, I'll bet you.
See?
I just need a heads up. I need like some white guy to tap me on the shoulder.
Hey, this is coming. Missy.
Well, Princess's Glory is going to be hosting SNL next week, so you'll get to know
shit.
That horse
oh,
more.
Oh, shit. Yeah. They should let the steroids horse host.
Bro!
God damn, that horse is ripped, bro.
It can't be less awkward than Elon. But I still loved watching it. I'm like, I get what they wrote down. Okay. That's the point.
I think this is the Keith that watches comedians bomb taking over.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah, because everybody is like, normally, who are you going to have? You know, Julia Roberts' niece, and she's going to be looking up in the right-hand corner where everybody's looking at a different corner. And I'm like, well, this is fake. I can understand the gist and laugh. That's what Elon did. I'm like, I get the words.
Can you do this with movies? Because you seem like with movies, you're just like, fuck them. But I can do this, what you're doing with comedy. I can do this with movies like that.
No. Kenda, you can't see it right now, but picture she's giving a standing ovation to what Rod just said. But meanwhile, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No, no, of course not, because that's not one take. And it's ridiculous. I don't even know.
Neither is SNL's not really one take. They do all this practices all week to get write all the scripts.
Stop it. If the movies were live and somebody didn't get paid off by Elon Musk.
Okay. So, like, if you went to a live performance of Hamilton and it was just in 5 minutes, you realized this is some bullshit. Could you then switch it to like, I enjoyed the last hour and a half because I knew it was bullshit and it's live?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. All right. So it has to be live for Keith. Got it. All right. I have another hot take on movies coming up later. That's a little tease. Oh. That's what we call a tease in the business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Episode 3406.
Yes.
I saw that.
That's how my voice was. It wasn't too bassy.
I imagine Keith doing it with one finger pointed in the air and a monocle.
I'm trying to think. No, my hands were down.
I picture his hand on his vest, on his jacket.
I'm thinking
one hand in the air like this and going, I saw that.
I saw that. I saw that.
You there, gentlemen, stop.
Yeah, I think my hands are down.
I acknowledged your message of disrespect was received as intended.
I mimed the bow and arrow. I saw that.
That would be nice. He flips you off and then just an arrow comes through his
arm. Great if I go, I saw that, and he happens as a skid and loses shit. I'm like, all right, girlfriend and son, let's cross the street. Let's get the fuck out of here.
He turns around and he gets hit by a car, and then you take Cal and you're just like, let's go this way.
I did not see that.
Well, she's more the one that will lash out at a stranger, and I really aren't. And I think she was happy I did it. Like, oh, you got it in you too. Good. That's what I think. She wasn't embarrassed, I think.
That's because you lash out on a daily basis. She gets these moments where it's like, oh, this is a good reason.
Yeah, the podcast saves me. Yeah.
Saves us all.
Yeah.
Really? Honestly.
More so strangers. Yeah.
How many malls haven't been shot up because of this podcast? Hey, and the listeners. I mean, what if Vincent wasn't writing in? Yeah. What the fuck would be going on?
That'd be trouble.
but yeah, I love that him to heard you describe it. It was like, and that's the moment you became an old man.
Yeah.
That was it. I saw that.
I saw that.
Honestly, during the show, I was like, does Keith, I couldn't tell where his self-realization level was. So I was like, am I breaking the news to him that he just sounded like a cornball idiot? Or is he telling the story like, I'm a cornball now? So I'm like, should I ease this information into him? No, I'm going to make fun of him.
And none of us have kids, so we didn't have the full circle moment of when you become your parents. So I guess this is like our kind of, like for mine, my moment of like, damn, I'm getting old. I was playing basketball and this kid kept fucking fouling me. And instead of like warning him like, hey man, what the fuck, dude? This is just basketball. I fucking elbowed him. I elbowed this dude. Yeah. He's a college age kid, but I elbowed him and then just gave him the ball. And then he stopped fouling me after that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that's what an old man does. Like when I was a kid, we hated that guy. We were like, this fucking old man just elbowed me. It's like, yeah, you were fouling him or whatever. It's like, yeah, he could have said something. It's like, no, he told you with the elbow. Yep. And now I did that. And I felt so old. I was driving home like, what the fuck, man? I'm old. I'm the old man at the court. So,
well, my.
Yeah, this Xerxes talks to me about how, like, you know, kids, they take him seriously. He'll be like, hey, guys, you can't do this over here. You know, whatever. Maybe they're like, you're making people uncomfortable, skedaddle. Right. And he's like, yeah. And for some reason, they listen to me. I'm like, you have been the old man in your building since they were five.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, everybody in the right place. Like, you, we only know you as the adult. So,
like, somebody called me Unk at the basketball court one time. I was like, that's fine. That's about right. Right. Shit, I made it this long. The good news is you see me in a good way to call me uncle, as opposed to, you know, that old asshole. Man. Yeah. Oh, you, the old bitch. Hey, yo, bitch. You know, like, they're like, hey, Unk, you know, that was a walk or whatever. You're like, all right, you got the ball.
And you're keeping up on the basketball courts with people half your age.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm fat, but I'm not like.
No, I'm talking about your age. I'm talking about like, continue going.
Like, I always get the it's always one of those things when people play ball with me, they're like, oh, okay. But until then, it's just like, no.
That's impressive.
It is, man. But I haven't played in a year now because of the pandemic. Like, what if I go out there and I'm sorry? You know, what the fuck am I going to do? That's all I had was I'm better than you thought I was. Not even that I'm great. Just, I'm old enough to be like, you didn't think I was that good, did you? Oh, man.
That's why you grew out the beard, to make sure they know there's a little gray.
Yeah. Right. You got to keep them on their toes. Okay? No,
I knew. I think when I yelled that, it was like, Maybe I'm making this up, but maybe subconsciously I didn't want to be like my parents. My parents would have acted like this guy didn't ding the bell in a way you can feel it's a fuck you and give the middle finger. They would have been like, anyway, nothing happened. Definitely not. And I'm like, it did happen. I saw that.
Yeah.
It definitely did fucking happen. And you don't scare me. I'm not playing dumb all the time.
And thank God he didn't turn around and you would have had to murder that man.
I would have had to murder him.
Yeah.
There's no other option if there's kids watching.
That's one of the reasons I don't get in fights, because I know the rules and I don't want to go to prison for murder because of this toxic masculinity shit we live under.
Right. But what do you think? Like, if there was trouble and Karen's around, how do you get? Do you get like, I have to kill you or we have to move?
I'm not a confrontational person like that. But if I'm very prepared that if somebody was fucking with Karen and that meant I had to like harm them, I would just do it.
Yep.
But it's kind of like a cold calculus. It's not like a hot, like, you know, how people go, I get real like hot blooded and I'm like, right. Oh, I'm ready to fucking, the adrenaline is, it's the opposite for me where I'm like, oh, I might have to fuck you up and
yep.
I don't want to have to do this, but I will absolutely do this because it's the logical thing to do. Like, one time I was in my car and these two assholes in front of me got in some type, you know, these car driving, like, hey, fuck you, that shit. One of the guys gets out of the car in front of the other guy. Then the other guy gets out of his car. And the guy who gets out of the car in the front pulls out like a 2x4 or some shit. And he gets like maybe 10 feet away from the dude. And when the guy got out of his car, I guess he must have thought to himself, like, fuck, now I gotta really fight this guy. So he chickens out and throws the 2x4. And the 2x4 like goes past the guy, bounces off the concrete, and knocks my fucking rear side window thing off, the mirror part of it off. And I get out of my car like, okay, so this is happening. Am I gonna have to kill this motherfucker or is he gonna fix my car? And he gets in the truck and just like runs a red light and leaves.
Of course.
And then the other guy comes over like, hey, man, did you see that? That was fucked up. I was like, yes, I saw it. You know, you didn't have anything really to do with it because it's not, obviously you didn't throw the shit. But yeah, that was crazy. And he wanted to like rage out like, man, fuck that, man. I'm going to get his legs. I was like, do whatever you need to do. I just want to fix my car. But the whole time I was just like, if this escalates, someone pulls out a gun or some shit, like, I'm just going to be in this. Like, this is my life now for the next 4 minutes. And then, you know, I was able to fix my car, but still, like, I was more scared by how cool I was because I thought I would have been like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? None of that. I was just like, okay, so am I going to fuck you up or y'all leaving? Yeah. Oh, you're leaving? Okay, cool. No one gets fucked up.
That's how I thought during that bike thing. I'm like, oh, I hope you don't turn around, but I'm ready for you too. And then he did. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, good.
And I don't give off threatening vibes.
Right.
So I know I'm going to have to fight. You know what I mean? Like, you would hope it would be the opposite where it's like, you know, because I think a lot of this like, hey, I'll kill you. Right. That shit is really to people going, no, run away from me. Like, I don't, like, I'm kind of a little bit scared of what I have to do.
Right.
and it's going to be a fight. So I want to scare you before you get a chance. And I don't have that. I'm like, oh, we just going to have to fight before you believe I'll fuck you up. And then that's how it's been my whole life. And
have you gotten into fights?
A lot. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fights. Cause I'm a, you know, smart mouth, funny person. And that's, and to some people that's very, I don't know. Some people just don't like that. It's just like, well, who the fuck you think, what you think so funny or whatever. Mm. And then I think also they think, the neighborhood I grew up in, we fought like how you play sports. Like you play basketball, you fight. You know, you play a little, you play some baseball in the streets and you fight people as well.
Did you ever punch someone first?
Yeah, a few times, I've punched people first, but never, I would say I did not start it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see where it's going. I'm not going to be able to get out of this without throwing this punch. I'm not going to let you do it to me first, you know? And I've also had times where I've been able to like completely calm something down where it would have got ugly because I've been in fights and I don't like to do that. I don't want to do it. I had a friend, Torrance, that pulled out a gun at the basketball court and he was like, yeah, man, about to shoot this shit up. You need to get out of here. And I was like, wow. All right, man. Appreciate you. Y'all have a good one. Put on my shit. And I left because like I try to maintain that like cool level with everybody. But some people, I don't know why, they just pick on, like they seize on you and go, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Because they think they can. Did anybody get shut up that day, by the way?
Terrence didn't shoot anybody that day. I've only been in a basketball court where somebody got shot like once or twice. But no one ever got killed.
You know who I'd like to see host SNL?
Who?
Terrence.
Terrence, yes, and Terrence got some stories.
Yeah, he does. Right? Yeah,
I appreciate it. You know what? Terrence beat me up because I didn't let him listen to my brand new Walkman that I got for my birthday. I told him no on the bus, and he was a bully, and he was like, "I'm gonna beat your ass when you get off this bus." And so I got off the bus, put my Walkman in my backpack, flipped my backpack onto my front so I could protect the Walkman, and I just took that ass whooping. And then you fast forward like whatever 6 months, a year, he likes me. He's decided we're cool now. We played on the same basketball team. And whenever he was gonna go fuck somebody up or that day shoot up the basketball court, he's like, hey man, you need to get out of here. So now we're friends through the magical properties of my neighborhood had fights every day. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just know that you were gonna lose that fight? It sounded like you didn't even fight back.
Yeah, but I knew. I wanted to protect the Walkman. And also, Torrance was like undefeated. So it wasn't like I was going to be the motherfucker to like win that one. So, and it wasn't even like I wanted his respect. I wanted my Walkman not to be broken. Right. You see what I'm saying?
So priorities. Like, I get it.
Like, I'll be a pussy with a working Walkman because no one had a Walkman with a reverse button in my neighborhood.
I'm
just have a black eye listening to Tribe Called Quest and be just fine tomorrow. So it sucked, but.
And I'll just find his gun one day and reverse a bullet. You know, it'll even out. Yeah,
tenant. Put some tenant on him. But that was just our neighborhood. That's why when a long time ago when Keith said, is nerds worse than the N-word?
Right.
And I think I wrote in or something back then. And I was like, it is worse because at the time I was growing up, I was growing up, you could call me an N-word, but I have company. Like my whole neighborhood, there's, 300 people I'm among this group. You just call me a racial slur, but you called all of us that racial slur.
Right.
You call me a nerd. There was no social media. There was no fucking, like that meant social outcast. You were by yourself. You could be an N-word and a nerd. And if you're a nerd among the N-words, you're just that nerd among the N-words. You know, there was like a separation that meant you were alone. So I think that's why I was like, yeah, I can see your point on like one of these being worse. Obviously, you know.
Why don't you let him finish what's obvious? Okay.
Yeah, obviously, Keith's an expert on the.
He's being sarcastic, so there's no reason to hear that. I'm just saying, yes, there's fire hoses, but there's heads in toilets, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, back to this. Xerxes.
Yes.
People are probably wondering, like I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I know the answer, but I think the audience wants to know the answer. Does he have a bike now?
Oh, yes. We had to walk. So, okay. This happened just as all the bike shops were closing in Brooklyn. They all closed at like 7. It was 6:45. We had to walk this bike. So he's picking up the bike the whole way to the one Brooklyn place that was that stayed open until 8. So we had to make it to there. It was like almost a 2-mile walk with this bike and my bike. And we tried, like, you know, putting the front, because it's the front wheel. We took off the front wheel and then, you know, let it lean on my bike as I walked it. But then you got to like hold it. Mm-hmm. At some point, the bike store, and we called ahead, so they knew we were coming. The bike store was going to close. So I took the wheel with me and started riding my bike. God. It was just like a couple blocks left, but I didn't want them to close. So I'm like holding onto the wheel just so I can get in there before they close and go, here's the wheel you're working on.
The door's closing, and then she does the wheel like holding an elevator door open. And yeah. Like, whoa, I need the rest of the bike. And she's like,
I just pictured
too late.
The wheel. I pictured the wheel rolling into the door as it closes. Right? It's like, you got to do it. You said.
And they were so nice about it, but they're like bike store nice about it, where you come in and it's like, hi, we called and here's the bike. They say no words. They right. don't respond. Mm. So this is the wheel. And then like 10 minutes later, your wheel is fixed. It's $10. And you're just like, I guess you were fixing it, but like no words. Yeah. And not only that, we don't have an option. There's no taking the train. There's no taking a cab because we're still quarantining. So we know wherever this bike shop is, or we're walking there, and we know if the bike shops are all closed, we're walking this home from Brooklyn. So it's a motivator, and we go.
Well, I'm glad. See, aren't y'all glad that I asked that? We mm-hmm. all, now we know mm-hmm. the story of the bike. That was a lot more harrowing.
It's the only thing they get to do, yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought that was the end of the bike. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, this just became trash. Leave it here in this New York street. Good luck to whoever wants to take up the cause of fixing a bike. And now they own a bike.
Yeah, and I'm glad he doesn't have a temper like that, because that could have gotten really, really bad.
Yeah. Why do we play Prices Right with our politicians? How much does a house cost?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like if you guess right, there's a prize. Right. No one ever remembers the people that get it right. We've never been like, I wasn't going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Right.
But then she knew how much a house in Brooklyn cost.
But it
and
is
I said, that's my politician.
But at the time, it is a good question, especially that one of the mayors was in charge of housing and development.
It's not that it's not a good question. It's a bad job to answer.
Yes.
Don't answer. Right. We all know they're out of touch assholes. Just don't. If I was that person, I'd be like, I'm not going to answer that. And they'd be like, you kind of have to, because we want to know if you're out of touch. I'm like, well, my guess is that you already know the answer and you're going to tell me in a second. And then we can talk about it without me looking like an asshole.
Right.
Like, if I guess, I just look like a dick. And now I gotta pretend like I knew it. Like, oh, 900,000. I thought you meant the front porch.
Did I say a PPP loan and two things of yogurt? I meant 900,000. I misunderstood.
But fuck you for getting it so wrong.
Right.
Yeah. There's
like,
no...
like where I understand that in other places you can buy a home for 100,000. Number one, where? And number two, how big is that home that you're comparing it to Brooklyn? What the fuck? Like, do you, I think they see Brooklyn as like, not just the outer borough, but out of state.
Like it's the bad place. Right?
Yeah.
Like people would think of the Bronx or Harlem or something. Oh, Brooklyn.
I think I would like to see a politician go, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
Just once, just to see what happens. Cause like they all play the game and it makes me feel like they're weak. Because they got to know they don't know.
You know who did that a lot?
They're never confident. Like, they answered the question with a question mark where it's like, how much is a house in Brooklyn? 100,000? It's like, you shouldn't have answered that. Right. You fucking idiot. You didn't know you deserve everything you're going to get.
Also, why bet low? Say a million.
Right. Right. Say, unfortunately, a million. Right. Who is the governor of Minnesota, the wrestler?
Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura was great at not answering. And he'd be like, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to look into that. And I heard him say it like once or twice. I'm like, oh, good for you. Then he was saying it all the time. And I'm like, does nobody know he's saying it all the fucking time?
Right.
But I think that was his move. And I think it worked.
I think it's better than this shit, because now we're just laughing at you. And if you guess too high, depending on what the thing is, you also look out of touch, because they've done that before. They're like,
milk.
Well, how much do you think a glass of orange juice costs? It's like $17.50. And everyone's like, this fucking rich pants guy over here. Right. Just don't answer the question.
That's true. Yeah.
There's no classy way to ask about the vaccine.
But no.
What about a cool way? Vaccine, bro? Huh? You all vaxxed up over there, fam?
You know what? I thought of this, Keith. Mm-hmm. And I thought, here's how you can do it. Let's go to what's that fast food place, and then you see if they get free French fries.
I'll go to Shake Shack and see if they're ready to pull out their card.
Yeah.
You guys want to get free? Right. You all have your cards? You want to get the Shake Shack?
They pretend to be healthy. Yeah. I'm off Shake Shack. I don't eat that anymore. Just salads and broccoli rabe. I was like, hey, I see you over there, girl, with your vaxxed ass. Okay, y'all vaxxed up over there.
She's, by the way, Kyle's a little behind on the shows. She just heard the first time I really brought up stuff with Casey James Salango. So she goes, oh, I'm going to wait till it's my turn. I'm like, good luck. Good.
She's not VIP, is she? Because we're Facebook friends now, and I don't want to lose a Facebook friend.
Sure. No, you cave easily. I heard the beginning of this show.
Yeah. Me and Vincent, you know.
Yeah, you're going to be roommates. For Christ's
sake. Go way back. Ellen says it's not a challenge, but it's pretty challenging to me when your show is bad in the ratings.
You're doing it on Zoom. Maybe it's that simple. Maybe your audience is Zoom and people don't want to see that. They want to see a corny audience clapping. Maybe that's important. Then that's a challenge. Now work that challenge. It's not
a challenge. She didn't even get to do any of the sexual harassing. So I get when she says it's misogynistic, you know, because at least the dudes get to do some.
That's
her
what
her thing
meant.
Was just like, what the fuck? Y'all been sexually harassing people the whole time? It's like, yeah, we weren't even going to tell you, but.
But I think it's a bad time to say we are not faced with challenges. Yeah. Like everybody's work became a challenge, but yours. Oh, you know what, guys? It's very weird because in 2020, everything just got a little too easy.
It'd be funny if her lie costs her. You know, she's like, well, my ratings are going down. Compared to my other ones, I can't take it. It's obviously because of the pandemic. I'm going to say it's a challenge. I'm out. People that got the vaccine can be indoors now. I just said, fuck. Well, anyway, I got to stick with this challenge bullshit.
I think this is her version of... When someone street harass someone and then the person keeps walking, then they go, well, fuck you then, fat bitch. Like, this is her like, oh, y'all firing me? No, I fire you. This is so easy. I'm just leaving because I'm Michael Jordan this shit. I'm just walking away from this because I can dominate anytime I want. And it's like, no, you're not.
It's when they're trying
now, I will reference one of the shows that I watch over and over again.
All right. It's time for the segment. Hold on. I want to introduce the segment.
Of course.
Himda's reference of the week. Go ahead, Himda.
Hello. On Netflix, you will find a series. It only has three
seasons,
and it's called Love. And in that, you will find an alcoholic's relationship with Al-Anon. Most of the time, you will ask yourself why you're still watching that series, but something is keeping you there. Probably your addiction. That's probably why you are interested in this to begin with. But it's how people relate. Now, at some point, Mickey, she is working at a radio station. And this guy who has a two-hour daily program, he's not doing so well. They cut his hour and give it to some millennial who's originally a podcaster. Oh. And then he notices his ratings are dropping. And here's what he says. He goes, you know, I think my listeners are just so bummed out that now it's just an hour that they're just not listening at all.
That's funny.
That's Ellen right now. Mm-hmm. And that was Himda's reference of the week. Coming back next week.
This is one of the shows where I would love to have a podcast for every single episode. Because Xerxes thought he watched the show. And then I'm like, well, what about this? What about this? Ooh. He's like, what show did you watch? And I'm like, I have so many thoughts about every fucking scene in this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was an amazing show. I loved it as well.
You loved it? Really?
Yeah.
That's, okay. Was it weird that nothing happens, kind of?
I mean, nothing happens? I feel like, I wouldn't say nothing happens. I just feel like it's a show about like relationships and relationships. Yes. This will come up later. Another call for it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to say that's another tease, everybody.
I'll let it go. Mm.
Bennifer is back.
Woo!
2021 is off to a great start.
I don't know why it feels so good to see, but goddamn, it feels so right.
Oh, yeah. You know, couldn't have this under the Trump administration.
Right. Maybe that's what it was. They seemed, but she still had the fucks, so she used the baseball player. They seemed so right at the time. Yes. Geely notwithstanding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Really? And to see it come back is
great. It
really and is. Look at a goddamn picture. And they're re-showing these pictures now, so it's a simple Google to find. They were so happy, and they would look in each other's eyes. And, you know, she wears a chandelier as a dress, and he's a dude. They were so...
So happy.
So happy.
So good.
That's the word.
Like, this is the feeling I tried to tell you 2 weeks ago when Glenn Close did Da Butt. And it was like, oh, America is healing. Right. Look at this.
Yeah.
We're applauding old white women for doing black dances again.
Now you see Ben Affleck now. He used to be, he was a meme. He was a joke. Oh, look at him trying to hold four coffees, right? We're all fucking laughing. It's sadder than, you know, Keanu Reeves sitting on a park bench for a minute. And then now you see he's all cleaned up. For who? Not for me?
No.
Maybe for you, Rod?
No, not for me either.
For J-Lo, the one that torched blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. It's fantastic. I love it.
J-Lo and A-Rod never felt right.
It never felt right. And what was their name?
We never even gave him a name.
It's stupid.
J-Rod.
We didn't even
say J-Rod, and it was right there. That tells you that we did not fuck with that couple.
Tells you everything. You're right. Nah, Bennifer. So good.
John Mulaney is dating Olivia Munn.
Look at him.
Which, you know, I get it now. You know what
I mean? I don't know what rehab said do that, but good for him. I get it.
Yeah. Like when it was like, oh, he got out of rehab and got it and immediately like broke up with his wife. I was like, oh, I guess that's moving fast. And it was like for Olivia Munn. I was like, shit, I'm sorry. It's just bad luck. I mean, it fucking happens. If you walk outside, your wife's with Idris Elba, you just kind of got to chop it up to the game. You know what I mean? Best man won.
Are you dating somebody else? Oh, yeah, the girl that probably dated Brad Pitt last. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fuck. I lost out on this one. I didn't know you had it in you either. Like, both of them are surprised. He's like, I have it too. What the fuck?
I'm a little impressed, but
I just saw a picture of Olivia, and sure.
Aaron Rodgers. She was Psylocke in the X-Men movies.
It's not like, you know, his original wife.
You can't twist this around. Assholes. Olivia Munn. I mentioned in one of my stand-up albums that because she called herself a dork, and I'm like, it's almost like Rod bringing up the N-word, the nerd word, and you're such a dork. Like I never looked at a magazine and been like, oh, what a dork. You were never a dork, you fucking liar. Even though I know what you did. I know you're like some, you know, video game reporter. You were never a dork.
It don't matter. Yeah. It don't matter. Like you may have been into nerdy shit, but you weren't the social version of nerd. Like you weren't the this loser. Olivia Munn never walked in a room and they're like, this fucking nerd.
Right.
I don't think so. Go sit at the other table, nerd.
I kind of changed the word dork that they all wanted to be my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, dork.
Like every football player that beat me up is like, but what's up with your girl?
Right.
Like, is that your friend? I saw y'all talking about Pokemon cards earlier. Foxitis is
crazy.
I think I have a theory that, I forgot my tease earlier. Geely and Jersey Girl.
Yes.
Two different movies, same couple, right?
Yeah.
One of these is the worst movie of all time, right? Right.
One is unwatchable.
And then I don't know. I've never seen Jersey Girl.
Terrible. It was terrible.
Jersey Girl was like a regular terrible movie. Okay. You know, it's like some people will find it cozy and friendly.
Okay. So
it was just
it's the one with the little girl.
I barely remember.
It's a corny story.
It was terrible, and it especially hit because within 1 or 2 years, these two terrible movies of them being a couple came out.
Keith, Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
The Dark Knight trilogy.
Tenet.
Lots of plot holes I think you brought up, but you said you like it.
No, I didn't. Don't put that out there. Don't you put that out there.
You don't like it? You don't like the Dark Knight trilogy?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. And so then, but
the first one. The first one I liked. The first Batman of the new one I liked. That's it.
And then Inception you do like.
Inception I liked. But the winter, the winter scene gets a little long, but I did like that. Tenet isn't even close. Tenet is dog shit.
So here's my theory.
Yes.
The people making movies have no idea if it's good or bad until later.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's the same people. They made the same shit. There's no way Christopher Nolan thought one of those was bullshit and one was a masterpiece. He thought they all were like, they're probably pretty good. And then like later the world tells him like, no, that was shit. What was that? And he's like, it's just like The Dark Knight. No, it's not. It's just fucking horrible.
But I didn't explain Dark Knight shit either. And you loved Inception and that was crazy. No.
Fuck it. I'll make another movie. We'll see what happens in 2 to 3 years. Foxitis just feels like, I think this is my theory about lawyers for guilty people. I think they just make it up. Like, I think you're just on the way to court that morning. You know what I mean? Like, you're drinking a coffee, like, I don't know, say he watched a lot of Fox News and just freestyle it from there. Like, he ran up in the Capitol because he has Foxitis.
Oh, yeah. Like, the amount of Fox News that he watches should be illegal. Oh, shit.
You've seen enough movies where it's not even deep, right? Where it's, you know, public defenders, that kind of thing. And they all work together. It's like, all right, I'll say this guy, he wrote bad checks, and I think he has an excuse, but I won't say
even,
it.
Even when it was like Rudy Giuliani being a lawyer for Trump, and you look at the transcripts on the, and it's just like he's just making shit up. He's like, I don't know, like, that isn't it illegal to even count votes? And they're like, that no. What? Did you look at the brief?
All right,
all right. Next, how about this? Let's try this one out. After 5 p.m., it should not count the same as the votes before 5 p.m. Anybody? Nope, no takers. All right. Page 2.
All right. 9 to 5 is a work day, so why would you? Okay, I'll see myself out.
what was the poll?
The poll was this is I saw that and we talked about this is the one with Mark William Ackett, right?
Yeah, this is death sentence. Are you in or out?
Yeah. Death sentence for God recording 15-year-olds.
Recording 15-year-olds, 50-50. 50% yes, wow. Death penalty, 50% no. And I saw in the forums, there'd be like a person here and there that you try to ignore because they're not listening very well.
Let me guess. This means they disagree with you?
They disagree. Yes, they happen to disagree with me.
Yes, okay.
But
okay.
It's like, but what about DNA? It's like, motherfucker, I said that. What about, it's not really a just system, even if it's a motherfucker, we're talking about Mark William Ackett. And we know he's guilty. And he admitted. And he's literally caught on camera doing all those camera things. Him. Yeah, but what if I was in a car that wasn't my motherfucker? So with that said, I got 50-50. You know what? I'm going to take it.
I'm Jerry. Yeah. Okay. Oh man, I'm not gonna lie, man. I got it. I have that in me, and I don't know. It's an ugly part that's like, yeah, kill that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like that's not. I'm not proud of that part of me, but it's so there for certain crimes where I'm just like, yeah, I don't know where you put them. I don't think we should just like what they did was that hard. Like, like I think the death penalty as a like the way it's implemented is terrible. But then like if you bring up Dylann Roof, I'm like, yeah, motherfucker got it. Doc, obviously, like it's like what you just said. I know what I just said, and that motherfucker there got to die. And that's the problem is every single person feels like that about somebody. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna keep killing motherfuckers. Episode 3407.
Yes,
the circus with Alfie Brown.
Pip pip.
He was on the Was he on the marathon?
No, brand new.
So this is a different Englishman. How many of these people y'all know?
3.
Okay.
We've had 3 on Keith and the Girl in 16 years, I think.
Okay. I was getting confused. Like, man, do they all do drugs? What is happening over there?
They all seem the same, though. Like, they're all, like, I know it's not a language I know. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not my regular language. I mean, I guess I'm supposed to know English. But it's, It's not fast because I don't speak that language. They're all right. fast talkers.
Yes.
I don't know. How do you describe the English guest we happen to have, Kenda? But I find them always the same manic energy.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. It's like a little high-level energy, a little goofy.
Goofy but deep, but I don't know if it's really that deep or seems it.
Mm.
I think they're taking comedy the way it is. It's like, we're about to tell some jokes. I'm not going to take you seriously, even though sometimes like it looks like they are. But they'll definitely goof before they get into a serious place.
Right.
Which is great.
The thing for me is they're too adorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they start describing some harrowing shit, and it doesn't register as harrowing to me at all. Like, they're just like, and that's the time that I drank alcohol off the bathroom floor, but because they call it the wash closet or whatever, I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Right.
God, he didn't have real problems. Right. He can't really stop cheating on his wife. He has dalliances. Right. He said dalliances.
And then I jolly hookered her friend. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, oh, you can't do that. That's your wife's friend.
the humidity from the clit on your face.
Right.
You did that.
Right.
So you got divorced?
Why? Aren't British people known for like not sharing a lot of like intimacy? And we're asking him about, and he said it in the stand-up, but we're asking him about the breakup and the getting back together. And I think, you know, when you have your piece that you say about it, it could be as goofy as you want. But when people start asking you, we're asking about like the in-between, the how did you feel about her shit? And we don't know him. So to me, I'm not saying it from he could be British or whatever, but I'm like, I can't tell if he paused a couple of seconds to go, is this guy fucking with me? And then answered.
I felt that too. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Like, hey, is this okay? Like, because, you know, Keith could seem aggressive and his questions are very like, oh, did you just say you broke up and got back together? Now I'm going to ask you that in-between question that you could usually, you know, kind of set aside with a joke. So yeah, I feel like those pauses were there, and then he decided, no, this guy's okay, and he went in.
Yeah. Well, it's also because they don't use the same words. I don't know if it's the joke or he's serious. Because like Keith asked him, like, so I listened to the album, you're talking about, you know, alcoholism. It's like, alcohol? What? Right. And you're like, well, do you struggle with that at all? Right. He's like, listen, I may have a swallow full eventually at the toadstool. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
He used the word twice on once on one CD, on one album, once on another album. But that was it. Right. And so I was like, no, I made a joke about this. I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't. It's not.
Right.
I literally just heard it today. Maybe you haven't heard it in a while, but I know exactly what I'm talking about. And when you tell me you're done with your podcast, your last episode was this month. But anyways, I know I'm right when I'm telling you I heard the word alcoholic.
He likes to have a pint down every once in a while.
Also, you ever hear me joke like about maybe I'm an alcoholic? And no.
Right.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah. I like that he thought it was ridiculous. Keith was like, so you go to prostitutes? Like, no. I mean, listen, a moist clit on my face is one thing, sir. But what I will have you know is that I would never penetrate another woman. I was like, I don't know.
I can
see why you would ask the question.
He has a lot of sexual jokes like that, where it's clearly like it's he has a lot of jokes that's like when I and Diamond Dog say how good sex feels on my dick, and my dick gets bigger, so there's even more feelings on my penis. He's like, have you tried sex? It's so good, it feels very good to me. And the breasts, I love to smell them. It's why people like newborn babies' heads, they're all different. And I'm like, all right, there's a lot of sex going on. Don't act like I heard one thing about a strip club once.
Yeah,
something's like, going on sexually. And he's so, guess how old he is, Rod?
52.
Kenda?
I think he said, no?
I don't know.
40?
30.
What?
Oh.
What? Nah, is it the accent?
It's the three children, and how many times do you have time to break up with your girlfriend?
Right.
Wow. You just think like there's a history of stuff, so there's time to make that history.
Yeah.
He's 30.
The accent makes me feel like he has it all together.
Yeah, he seems older.
It's clearly impossible that.
Right. And he's good. 30. And he looks, if you look him up, he looks different in different pictures. Like, he's one of these guys could really change his hairstyle.
Oh,
one it's like a little spike faux hawk. One's now it's the full, like, wavy hair you think he was always born with. One was bald.
There's somewhere he just looks like a pothead, you know, maybe comic who's sort of a slacker.
Right.
And then others where it's like, oh, do you care about fashion and are doing like model-y shots? Like,
yeah.
Real wow. range. Yeah.
Well, good luck to him. Hopefully we'll see him back on the show. Yeah. I like them.
Nice guy.
And it's also that thing where when they avoid questions, sometimes it makes me like the guests more because there's still a mystery after one episode. I'm like, bring them back. Put the fucking light in his face and you interrogate him until we pin his ass down.
Rod's like, I don't mind it sometimes because you're only going to make it worse later.
Yeah, because by the third episode, him is just going to have a flashlight in his face like, where were you? Right. March 30th, 1997.
I'm Q. Fuck, mate.
Right. I'm an alcoholic. Like, they'll find this. You're right. Yeah. I was lying.
Speaking of, like, that reminds me of the Goots, and that moment is on our YouTube channel now. Mm. And I forgot how late into the marathon it is. I look cracked up. My hair is everywhere. And I'm wearing like a shawl thing. And I'm just like, I think it gets to the point where I think I'm awake during the whole thing. But if you look in my eyes, they're missing some shit. I'm like, holy shit. And I'm just staring at him as he's like yelling at me. And I'm just
like a TV show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What am I watching? You're still going? Yeah.
This is interesting.
I don't think I'm wrong here. Go ahead. Give me another clue.
I forget that I'm in a whole other state of mind. And when I clicked on that video, I'm just like, that's what I looked like. Holy shit. I'm just like, whoa.
Well, when you're getting gaslit 48 hours into something, you get to look that way. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Gift cards to the vaccine is ridiculous to me. It is so fucking ridiculous because it means that you were lying. None of the stuff you claim to be worried about is true. When you're like, I'm not doing it because that shit is brand new and I don't know what's in it. It might kill my babies. And you're like, oh, wow. I never even thought of that. Maybe I shouldn't have taken it. Safety I mean, first, fuck you. Right. You're the one that has all the fucking right paranoias. $100 gift card, you say. I will, my good man. It's like, well, fuck you, man. You didn't believe that shit.
No, but how many times can I get French fries?
Yeah, like, I don't care because I would just want them to get it, so fuck it. But
if
that is your line, come on.
Yeah.
You don't get to make any Facebook posts. You don't get to quote Joe Rogan. Like, just fucking admit that you were holding out for $100, dude. What
your
the
literal
fuck?
Sellout, yeah.
Not better than me.
But we're the ones without donuts, fries, and all this shit.
Yeah, I fucked up, man. Yeah. Now I got to buy donuts myself. Oh, no. without a mask. There were more mass shootings in 2020, Keith. You said that mass shootings started back, but
if
you define mass shootings by not shooting a lot of people, which no one does, there were actually more in 2020, according to all the people with a stick up there.
What do you want from him? He's just a podcaster.
Dude, I'm an idiot.
Oh,
you're going to come to me for cold, hard facts.
KNN,
click? Really? That's the confusion. I'm a comic, bro. I say things. I'm here to make you enjoy your day.
Let's look at the chart. I'm a boring robot.
Get the fuck, I'm fucking around here.
So anyway, back to the segment. Let's go out and shoot some people, everybody. Listen, if I had a gun, I'd mass shoot up a place. Nah, it's funny though, because I define mass shooting by shooting a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I also noticed the same thing. It's like, as soon as it was like, hey guys, we can come outside, it's like, bah! I was like, fuck. I'm not going to the mall at all.
That's the way it seemed to me.
Who's gonna sell a bulletproof mask? That's what we gotta have. Still, the Alice review made me not want to see the movie. It's a tough one. It didn't sound very good. Was it good?
It's good. It's there's like, yeah, like I said, there's it moves. It's like an hour 40 some minutes. It moves so fast. It's just one bummer thing after another, but each thing is powerful, and that's how it moves fast. But you're just seeing the, it's very simple. You're seeing her decline, the end. It's not deep, I don't think, but
is it a documentary? A
no.
Or is it?
For Keith, it is.
Yeah, for me, it is. You just taught me about Alzheimer's shit.
Yeah. Because you described it like, I thought it was, I was like, is this real? Or is it, wow, right. So, okay.
It's based on a true story for what that's worth, but no, it's a movie.
I love that Hamda was checking to see if Keith cried. That was my favorite part of that review. Yeah. She's like, okay,
Could you hear her clap in the audio?
I could hear it. I could feel it. I don't know if I heard it as much as I felt it in my soul.
Okay.
That she was like, finally.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's starting to grow another emotion.
Well, look, he can, you know, logically, your mother's older. She's been declining. She might be more restful as she passes. Like all this stuff, like you can logic your way out of the emotions that you are going to have to feel. If he doesn't cry, oh God, these podcasts are going to be hard. If he doesn't admit, he has to go, and we have to see it, okay? Because he doesn't have emotion outside of this, okay? You think like everyone's going to meet him. He's going to have all these thoughts and feelings. He doesn't. This is him, all of it, right? So if we don't see him going through all the stages of grief, fuck.
Mm.
It's going to come out in weird ways.
Yeah, it reminds me of the movie The Farewell, which is kind of a similar thing. Awkwafina was in it. I love that movie.
The grandma's dying or something, right?
The grandma is, she's dying and no one tells her.
Oh, wow.
Like, they just refuse to tell her. And then it kind of has a happy ending where the woman ends up not knowing and living.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yay! You know, keep you guys from crying. If you want the opposite of crying, I would like to introduse The Farewell.
Can I tell you, I didn't even hear the ending because Keith, you spoke exactly on top of my Lego. So I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I hope y'all check it out. I don't know where you did it at. All right. I
hope y'all check it out for the big fucking surprise of the grandma.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's one of those movies where you could know the ending and it doesn't matter. It's so funny and well acted.
All right.
But, which is funny. Like, we care so much about spoilers. Almost every movie I watch, I know the ending. Before I even, like, you can show me the preview. Venom's not going to die. You know what I mean? Like the vast majority of movies, I'm like, yes, because there will be a Batman 3. So,
but I didn't necessarily think Venom would die, but I could see it. I could see Venom being a one-off. That's a real actor. He's not going to be in the Avengers, I would assume. I could see that being a one-off.
I can't, because I know how money works.
Well, you're smart.
And they always want more money.
Well,
they never...
Xerxes has that power. Like, I was just, what's the movie that's out right now with Amy Adams on Netflix? And the girl in the window, the woman in the window.
Oh, the woman in the window. Yes. Yeah.
I would like to announce, and I full apologies for everyone involved. It don't bother. it was I got the heads on the heads and tails, and I got to choose. And I'm like, woman in the window.
That's a good guess.
And Xerxes is like, I know exactly how this starts and finishes. And halfway through, we were done. We were about to do something else. So then I'm like, I could keep watching this by myself, or did you want me to wait? And he's like, no, you could watch it. Yeah. Let me know if so and so turns out to be the killer. And I'm like, I will. And he's allowed to do that because he actually didn't see it, so he's not spoiling it. He's just guessing. And I come back and I'm just like, you were fucking right. It was. You were 100%. And by the way, he used to work for Lifetime Television. He's like, this is a Lifetime movie. I know how they all end. Mm. And it's not a Lifetime movie, but it is.
Yeah, there is,
you
know, a Lifetime
movie. Lifetime Television for women is, this was Lifetime Television for women.
Yeah, yeah. Is it me, or does it feel like with the streaming movies, they just don't write the ending? Like, that's how it feels to me now, where it's like, and then have, like, the first two thirds normally are pretty good for a lot of these movies where you're like, oh, this is heading somewhere possibly. Maybe if they pull it off in the last act, it'll like really make this a good movie. And it's like the last act is always like, I don't know, explosions or some bullshit. we didn't bother finishing this. We didn't think Netflix would check all the way to the end of the movie.
I think that's what it is. They're like, this isn't going to theaters. Oh, then it's an SNL sketch. The end. Somebody fart. Two dudes kiss. The end.
the writer's room all gets up at the same time, like, hey guys, got us a movie.
Yeah. Now I'm watching, you know what, on HBO Max, I'm watching Angelina Jolie's movie is in theaters now. For those who won is dead. It's called something like that. Mm-hmm. It's not, something is happening, but I'm bored shitless and I'm halfway through. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because it didn't, that's why it's on
TV. The little things. It had Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto in it.
Right.
And I swear to God, like 3/4 into the movie, they're like, that was close enough, right?
Right. They get
it. We really need to finish it.
There's also a thing where now they're using like psychological issues with... Mm-hmm. But I don't have the psychological issue and I'm watching it. So it's like now they're creating a world where we're not sure if it's real or not because the person with the psychological issues doesn't know what's real or not. Now the movie can go anywhere and it's like, I don't know if that's writing. So because that's not fair. I can't even follow along. Like, did I see that? Am I taking my meds? What?
That's
like,
a part.
Am I going to get pregnant from this movie from not taking my pill?
When you thought he was going to the bathroom, he was actually under the porch. It's like, well, then don't show me him going to the bathroom. Who gives a fuck? Fuck you.
There's a part in The Little Things where Denzel he's like a haunted detective. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the case that got away or whatever the fuck. And he's up in his room and like literal ghost women, but they're not transparent. They're just like talking to him and touching him and shit. And you're like,
oh, he's really haunted.
We're 45 minutes in. Are you introducing superpowers? does he live in the psychic plane? And it never comes back up. And I'm like, oh, because y'all only wrote 3/4 of a movie. And you're just like, fuck that shit, man. No one's going to care about that. Now we got the movie money, you know? Right.
And do you ever see actors... It's usually good actors in a movie that you can tell is going to be shitty, and they put on like a fake accent that doesn't even matter, and I think they're just entertaining themselves. How's it going over there? I'm like, Al Pacino, wow, you made that up. Nobody asked you to do that.
I low-key love that. Like, that's one of the few things that might save a shitty movie for me while I finish the movie. Like when someone in a shitty movie just is unaware they're in a shitty movie, and they're like, I got a background story for my character.
Right.
He speaks 7 different dialects depending on which part of the city he's in. You're just like, oh, you don't know. This is a 50 Cent movie. Right. Like, 50 Cent don't make good movies. Fuck?
Where is the leprechaun?
Yeah.
Ask me why I did the slurp. No one's asking. The end.
No one wants to know. This movie was not supposed to be like that. Matt Lauer's at parties again.
I happened to read that day. Matt Lauer was at a Bon Jovi recording. It was to benefit something, but it was a private event. You weren't allowed to take recordings of it or announce it until it gets shown. But John Bon Jovi invited Matt Lauer to a party.
Wow.
That was a bummer.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys, though. Hey, he wasn't there with the buzzer under the desk. How does he know? You can love.
What if this means that basically Seth Rogen's the one that stops getting invited to parties?
Right.
I'm like, this dickhead? Right. No, thanks.
Yeah.
You fucking snitch.
This wet blanket.
Right.
Yeah. Now, hey guys, put your cocks away. Seth's coming over. Jesus.
Seth's the bummer news.
My man Vincent wrote in with another update.
Yes.
And he apparently says that the girl he beat in that, I guess that one time, according to him, that wasn't a newsy clear my throat. That was a shade clear my throat.
I was thinking that was a newsy clear.
That was me talking shade. He said she likes these type of relationships. So, I mean, technically he's helping her out. You know, if you think about it, she's into meth and getting hit. And, you know, he stepped to the plate and he's the guy that'll do that for her.
He listens.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He also has a weird obsession with Hemda in the letters. Do you realize, like, he writes the letters like he's addressing Keith kind of, but then he has special parts where he's like, Hinda, you're not going to like right. this part.
Yes,
Kanda, so I started did. Beating her. It's like, what is Hinda? I didn't get that threesome. I mean, unless you count going to jail and getting railed by a couple of dudes. You know what I mean?
Bummer.
Like, why does he think that's the part that Hinda's like, oh, okay, thank you. I was wondering. They're not even answers to the questions that Hinda asked right. for the each letter. They're just random parts like, him does not gonna like this. So yeah, that's when I started fucking doing meth again. It's like, okay.
I was going home, I had chicken nuggets. I know, Kanda, they're not the healthiest. Yeah. Like, well, we're talking about the meth and the beatings and the haircut.
We appreciate all the shout outs. Thank you.
Shout out to Vincent. You know, isn't the worst part of the pandemic that you can't do a live KTG and meet Vincent? You know, he can't be in the crowd. You can't come see the stand-up.
All right. Yeah,
you know, it's a bummer. Participating in the games.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In the future. It's just, yeah.
God willing, guys. Cross your fingers.
Whatever state he's in, I'm nervous about the COVID rate in there forever. That's all.
He can get out of, he's out of jail April 15th. You'll see. Oh, and then the last note. I know we talked about her before. We brought her up this episode. I do agree with Ellen that it was misogyny in part that got her brought down, quote unquote, because the whole thing Always. Was like, the whole thing was like, I think it started from a tweet where someone was like, isn't she low key a bitch? And it was just like, right. she is a bitch. And then everybody had like the stories of how she's a bitch. But then like when dudes are doing that kind of shit on set, it's like, he's a boss or he's a tough guy to listen. He controls that show with an iron fist. That one dude, Simon Cowell, is a piece of shit.
But people don't like him, right?
Oh, but people, he keeps getting shows. People watch all his shit.
He doesn't get canceled.
And it's just because he's not.
He sells tickets.
Yeah, it's all because he's a guy can just be mean as a personality, and that's right. okay. You know what I mean? But like yep. a woman has to be, even if it's fake, she got to be fake nice. And I wonder if like now that we have social media, everybody's over fake nice.
It's just that we happen to, him and I, know producers of different kinds that worked with her and don't like her. That I don't know people that work with Simon Cowell. I know people that work with Ellen DeGeneres. That's the difference to me specifically.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I think that it's always going to be misogyny. It's always going to be racism because that exists. There's always going to be a percent that right. you got fucked over because of that thing. It is. And that doesn't mean that you weren't also a dick.
Right.
It might mean that you got fired faster. It might mean that people had less tolerance for it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you weren't a dick. But yes,
right. it doesn't.
This anti-feminist shit, it's there. It's 100% right. there.
Like, it doesn't
Not
absolve her.
But it's like, it's.
What percent?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's a percent.
But 84?
It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there.
Yeah, and it doesn't absolve her, obviously, but that was what I felt when I read that shit, because I was like, yeah, I remember Steve Harvey wrote a letter like, don't come to my office, fuck y'all. And people were like, yeah, Steve, I don't like talking to people either. It's like, boy, let that have been Ellen. It would have been like, this bitch, who the fuck she thinks she is? Like, there's something to it, but it's just, it's one of those things where I think she's making excuses for the fact that she getting, you know, her show's whack and she got to leave it.
It's just of all the things she is on a platform getting to respond of all the things to focus on. It seems deflective.
Right. And of course, if we're also at a point where if you had a good experience with her, because I actually know somebody that worked on her show as a comedian and had a good experience. You can't say that shit. You know what I mean? You can't be like, when everyone's like, she's a bitch. She did this. She fucked this up. This person got groped and she didn't even know. You can't be like, well, I liked working there and she was always nice to me. Yes, I looked her in the eyes. And one day she came by my desk and told me this. It's like, now you're just like the person who's against the people who said they had a fucked up time. You know what I mean? So you
well,
got
to
set up.
You also can't say that because if a guy's a rapist and right. you're like, well, he never raped me, you're sort of dismissing the rest of the experience. Like, no, he's not raping everybody. But
right. and in this case,
but people still say hi. Also, she's like, oh, fuck, I really got it this weekend. Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, can you be on Monday? I need a big guest.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, in this case, it's not even assault. It's like not being nice was the thing at first. Like, she's not nice. There's like, so she could be not nice to 10 people and nice to 100. The 100 people doesn't disprove the 10.
You I know. What I'm saying? Like, it's just weird. No, I know four of those 10. That's all.
Well, you do hang out in some circles. I didn't want to say it, but I'm just saying. What was the poll?
The poll was, are you in jail? One person
really
said
know.
Yes. One person.
Hi, shout out to everyone listening from jail. And if you couldn't go find the poll, you know, I get it. Thanks for listening.
Right.
Spread the word. Tablet. What else are you doing?
It's interesting, too, because we all think of jail as like, and then you just go to jail and just like, it's, you know, it's all like 1 hour TV every day. You stay. It's like, no, we got fucking tablets in here playing cards. Like, got to pass the time. What the fuck?
Yep.
I wonder if you're going to put a sticker on the jail. A KTG sticker. That someone's got to take that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Last week on Keith and the Girl, Karen got her mom a Paula Deen air fryer for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I got my mom a Hitler George Foreman grill. So
it's like, was that weird? The Paula Deen thing. Is it like a shame? Like, we all got it when she was explaining it. Hey, what the fuck? They're selling it. Why not? I get it. What did you think?
We're in the South. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, I remember one time we went to a restaurant down here, and it was fucking delicious. Crazy fish. God, oh, Crazy Fish is so good, y'all.
Okay.
We went to Crazy Fish, and we talked about it on the show, like, oh, it's so good. This person wrote in, was like, do you guys know the owner of that restaurant is a Trump supporter? And I was like, I'm a black man in a fucking cell. I don't know. Can I eat or can I not fucking eat? Like, these are the choices we make on a daily. I've been okay with some of these motherfuckers racist, but they make good fish. I've been on that boat. Like, the fuck you want me to say? I will never go there again. I will just enjoy eating at home. Nah, fuck them. So yeah, Paula Deen had a sale, and it's the only air fryer made for old people that don't know how to use an air fryer. So the fuck you gonna do? You know what I mean? Now, if we come in there next week and her mama own a slave or some shit, I'll be like, okay, this is enough.
Slippery slopes.
The sex toy review thing is funny because when I was in college, there was a guy who had a website. I wish I could remember the name of the website. It was so funny. Me and my friends used to read the reviews and laugh. He did reviews of porn, scene by scene. And he would rate each scene 0 to 5 cum rags. It was the greatest fucking thing. Me and my friend John laugh about it to this day. Real tears.
His work stop like 3/4 in, like a Netflix movie?
No. It was long. It was like, this girl, you could tell she really wanted some dick that day. And I'm just like, how do you know? It's like really enthusiastic, cum guzzling, like all the like fucked up shit. Right. Like, we didn't even watch the movie. We just laughed at the reviews. And it'd be like, three out of five cum rags.
Does he get like poetic? Like, knowing it's not really her mom did not deter me with her acting skills.
It was before that. It was before that type of shit. But it was like, it was low budget black porn that he would review.
Okay.
So he had like a type. He's like, black cheerleaders, 7. you could tell she really liked guzzling balls.
Oh, God.
4 out of 5 cum rags.
Boy, he can tell a lot of things.
I'm like, this guy. And I guess he put it out in the universe for us to laugh at. Cause I'm like, in his mind, is he writing it and he thinks someone's seriously like, I guess I will get Black Street Hooker 7 because 4 out of 5 cum rags. You know. You know what I mean?
I like filling up the rag 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 cum rags.
That's a big wet spot. 4 out of 5? Huge.
Sometimes he would be like, I'll bust my nut right here, but it's not the end of the scene. And then he has to
scroll. Oh, he lets you know. Not even a little less. All of a sudden, every time he finishes, he goes, all of a sudden, the acting isn't so good. Not right. Gonna lie.
Then I felt guilty lame. And I did 3 prayers. Yeah. Gotta get my life together, guys. This is getting out of control. Chewin' A, 45, throw it in the fire. Mm-hmm. Keith, you're throwing in the fire thing makes no fucking sense.
Of course it does.
I'm on him to side.
I trusted my friends, but I shouldn't have.
I know not to.
Now I know not to.
What? This is what my mom would be like if your friends jumped off a bridge, blah, blah, blah.
It'd be fine if my friend jumps off a bridge, right? Dies. I jump off a bridge, die. And then the friend goes, why'd you do that? Then it'd be a fucking problem. Then be like, motherfucker, you jumped off the... We're acting like none of that happened.
Your side of the story.
You're an adult. You're a grown ass man.
Rod, you guys wouldn't come camping, regular camping, would you?
Of course not. Never.
Okay. But KATG camp is going to be a different thing. It's going to be that whole, like... It's not going to be tents and stuff.
It's glamping is what I hear.
Yes, a little more like that.
Still outdoors.
Okay, so. I get that.
Yeah. But if you ever want to play some... basketball, let me know.
I heard about you, elbow my ankle. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's only the young fellas that need to know, okay? Just tell it. Sometimes you got to cut a young blood, let them know what's up. Unemployment isn't keeping CEOs from going to work. Maybe it's because they're making a living wage.
No kidding.
I'm just saying.
No kidding. You know? Why can't we hire anybody? I don't know.
Wow, I don't know why they won't come to work. I'm here, and I only make $17 million a month.
Right.
But these dicks, lazy.
I mean, all I'm doing is yelling at them. I mean, if they would just do it, I wouldn't. So
they should make the CEOs come in and work the grill.
Yeah.
Fuck it, it's so easy.
They should give CEOs that wage and see if they stay home. Like, you can stay home, but this is what you're making. You want to stay home or you want to get a job?
How about this? I don't think they work the grill for the CEO money. I think they would stay home.
Agreed.
If you said, hey, guy who normally goes to the top floor of McDonald's, your ass is on grill today. He'd be like, not even for fuck you.
We're retired,
I mean,
honey.
But you should do it for $5.75.
All right.
I love the Eric Andre show. And I don't know when I got over the awkward part. But once I did, it was basically like comedy nirvana for me. I fucking love when he fucks with people, especially the celebrity interviews. I don't know if they're in on it. I don't know if they're not in on it. I don't know who the fuck books this shit. I would kill someone if they booked me on that show. And I
didn't
know.
The thing. I don't think people are paying attention. Didn't he say himself, like, I don't know how I keep getting people because you should know I'm an asshole. Like, there's just... People say that he smells bad, like he just does not give a fuck. But somebody on your team was not setting you up right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Like, he'll just have like two dudes hardcore make out in a harness suspended from the ceiling in the middle of an interview. And it's just like some reality stars sitting there like, what the fuck is happening? Why am I here? And he's still asking them questions. Oh, so good.
I can't.
So good. He's a comedic genius, and I love him. Y'all should have him back on the show.
All right.
But not in person, because then he might do some weird shit.
Well, he's never been on this show, right? He was going to be on.
Oh, that's right.
When he was part of a group, and he didn't make it that night. That was it.
Awkward Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need him on the show. He would have been better than that woman that didn't like him at that time.
Yes.
Newsy,
Marina.
When you get to that episode, that's the one we want to review. All right, buddy. philosophically speaking, three, last thing of the week. What would Oprah do with such a good mantra? You know, okay. I love that. Like, I realized that one day, and it changed the way I operate on the internet. Because someone would say something, and then I'd be like, oh, fuck you. You shouldn't have said that to me or whatever. And then I realized Oprah wouldn't do that. So then why the fuck would I do that? You know what I mean? Where I'm always like, why did this celebrity get so mad on Instagram and say this? And I'm like, why am I acting like only a celebrity shouldn't do that? I don't have to do that either, you know? So I think that's a good philosophy.
Awesome.
And you talked about taking things personal. Sometimes, I don't know if you do this, sometimes I assume people would take something personally that I wouldn't. You know what I mean? Not like, oh, I would take this personally and now I'm projecting it onto you. Sometimes I don't do them the favor. Like, I'm like, oh, no, that I can't tell them that. They take that in a bad way, even though I wouldn't take it in a bad way. You ever do that?
Right. Yeah, I think I used to do it a lot. I think you end up people pleasing, and what you're doing is eventually you're guessing wrong because you're not even allowing the truth to come your way. So, I don't want to ask this person for this because that's going to take them out of the way. They're going to feel obligated. They're going to do it only because this, that, and the next. And it's like, well, I feel like people do that sometimes for us. Like, oh, you wouldn't want to be on my show. Like, you've been doing it a long time. I just started, maybe I just want to chat with you. Give me the opportunity.
Yeah. Like, that happened with me and Mike Kaplan. Like, there was a period where I didn't email Mike Kaplan to be on our show because I've dropped the ball one time. We were supposed to have him on the show, and I forgot to email him back. And every time that it got longer in my head, I was turning Mike into someone he's totally not, right, who was like, this motherfucker didn't even – I had an album coming out, and he didn't even email me back. Fuck Rod. And then when we had him back on the show, I told him about all this, and then he gave me a long soliloquy about it. So – we talk every month now.
And he's living here now.
Yeah. And now he's my best friend. All right. That's it for this episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. It was fun for me. I hope it was fun for you. And remember, what you can say is Black Lives Matter.